VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States is pulling out of a treaty with Iran signed in 1955 in response to the International Court of Justice ordering the U.S. to lift sanctions on Iran, those sanctions involving medicine, food, and airplane parts. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The unilateral withdrawal by the United States is the latest indication of escalating tensions between Washington and Tehran. National Security Advisor John Bolton says U.S. policy is not regime change in Iran, but it does expect substantial change in Tehran's behavior.
Our dispute is with the Ayatollahs who have taken Iran from a respected position in the international community to being a rogue state. Our dispute has never been with the people of Iran.
President Donald Trump, according to Bolton, after reimposing sanctions on Tehran, also will do whatever else is necessary to ensure we bring maximum pressure to stop its malign behavior across the board. Iran had complained to the UN court the move by Washington to reimpose sanctions that had been lifted under the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement violated the Treaty of Amity.
An armed intruder reportedly tried to break into the home of exiled Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen Wednesday morning, but was chased off by a security guard. A spokesman for Gulen said the guard fired a warning shot into the air and the suspect fled. Pennsylvania State Police searched the area but could not find the alleged intruder. Gulen's representative said they believe the Turkish government was behind the attempted break-in. They said a spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened, quote, overseas operations against Gulen. Gulen was a Turkish government ally, but he fled to the United States in 1999. This is VOA News.